Like we said, it is Halloween. Last night, the Bronx turned into the House of Horrors for the Yankees. They're up 5-0.
Yeah.
And the wheels come off. Aaron Judge hits a homer. Giancarlo Stanton, Jazz Chisholm hits a, was it Chisholm that hit the homer?
Yeah, he hit a tater.
It was back-to-back for him and Judge. And
Rizzo was on deck, got his fist in there. He's like, yeah.
They're up 5-0, and then the wheels come off. You know, Aaron Judge has what I would call a routine pop up in center, and he just drops it. And he just took. You could see there was a guy on, so he takes his eyes off for a split second. He drops it, and then it just led to a calamity of errors for the Yankees. It ended up tying, and they retake the lead, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And then the Dodgers come through again. Freddie Freeman did not hit a home run last night. However, he had two more RBIs, 12 total, which is a Dodgers franchise record in a playoff series.
How did you feel when the Dodgers won? Like, what was your we haven't talked about whether or not you were pulling for one team or the other. I was. I'm curious.
So, I am a lifelong Yankees hater.
Yeah.
I did not realize that I hated the Yankees until 1996, and then they broke my heart. Charlie Hayes, Jim Leyritz, hits a home run. You know, Andrew Jones, at 1996 World Series, Andrew Jones is a 19-year-old kid.
Isn't that wild?
He hits two home runs, and I think it was game one or two. Braves go up 2-0 in the series, come home. They're about to go up 3-0 in the series. Series is over if they win that game. And Jim Leyritz hits a homer off Mark Wohlers at the old Atlanta Fulton County Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that. And that
I'm with
ruined,
you though, man.
That ruined broke my heart.
We talked about this before. I try not to hate anything or anybody. Like, I don't like hate.
Teams are okay to hate. You don't hate their players.
Well, and here's the thing. Hate is a strong word to me in my house, and I don't like to use it, but I do. I am a lifelong Yankees hater. The problem is that the Dodgers have done everything kind of in the image of the Yankees. You know what I mean? They've kind of turned into the Yankees of the West Coast. The thing I hate about the Yankees is the money they spend and the way they go about their business. And last night, in whatever inning it was that you're talking about, it turned into the House of the Horrors and fell apart. That was, to me, the best thing ever. Because I was like, this is a microcosm of you can't buy a championship. You have to do the little things right. But the problem is, on the flip side, Dodgers did a lot of the same stuff, right? They've spent more, if not more money.
But
right?
See, that's, so, but that I didn't even get there. I've always hated the Dodgers, too.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because Mike and John Fricke does the best job on the radio station of explaining the rivalry, that why people, if you came here after like 1994, you don't realize why Braves fans have always hated Dodgers fans. For some reason, Atlanta teams, when they were created in 66, or moved here in 66, they were put in the NFC West and the NL West in their sport, in the Braves and the Falcons, right? So we played the Dodgers every year, and we hated them. And they spent money. They spend money now, but they were always beating us. So I've always seen the Dodgers. So it's kind of a torn, but I'm like, lesser two evils. However, we both have Yankees ties. My neighbor across the street is a huge Yankees fan, and he's from that area originally, and was where he was born. And so it's hard for me to see, he's a guy that has always pulled for my teams. Every time the Falcons wins, he's like, hey, man, that was a good game for y'all.
No. Help, you're not going to do this.
Let me finish. When the Braves played in the World Series, he was pulling for the Braves for me. So I was torn on, I just feel bad pulling again. I wanted to see him at least have something out of it. So I was almost to a fact where I become neutral.
Don't you let him get away with this. He's having fanhood by extension, and I won't let you stand for this. Fanhood by extension, Dylon, does not happen. Doesn't let you get away with
said.
The Eagles thing.
Hold
because
on,
your girlfriend
hold
likes
on,
the Eagles.
Hold on.
And here
true,
you are talking about my neighbor always pulls for my squad.
But Dylan, did I ever say I was pulling for them? I just said I had a hard time pulling for their demise, but I hate both teams, so I'm losing either way.
Look.
Either way, I have to see the Dodgers or the Yankees win the World Series. I'm screwed no matter what. I just, honestly, I had no emotion. I woke up at 11:45 last night as the game was about to end. I'd fallen asleep. I woke up. I watched the final inning, and I sat there, and I was like, I don't feel any way about this. There's nothing good for this at all.
So you were, but I'm sure you guys both were happy for Freddie, right? I mean,
well, and that's the other
really.
Part.
You weren't happy for Freddie?
I was.
I didn't mind.
I was.
He's went through a rough year.
Yeah.
I think we forget that not only did this guy miss most of the or some of the NLCS with this ankle issue.
Yeah.
But also the stuff that happened with his son is brutal. And so as the human element of him as a father fighting through adversity this season, that did not hurt my heart at all to see that. I was not opposed to seeing that at all.
Yeah, that was the biggest story to me when it comes to Freddie Freeman and the MVP race and everything else going on. I love to see it, man. And I don't know. I didn't have any hard feelings towards it. I was glad the Yankees lost.
Yeah, I would have been glad the Dodgers lost too. They both could lose, and I would have been happy.
Stadium just go into the ground.
It's just one of those deals where you don't really have a feeling because you don't like either team.